Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanos. This is episode 69, season 3. Today's date is October 19th, 2021. And I have a very interesting show coming up. I will discuss three topics on this program. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Hostess Breakfast Bake Shop. And here is a commercial from 1980. Enjoy, everybody.
No breakfast, Mom. My turn to feed the class turtle. Mmm, cinnamon donuts.
The traffic's all tied up. I'll get coffee later. Do I smell crumb cakes?
Funny how people with no time for breakfast often find time when breakfast means Hostess. Like Hostess crumb cakes, fresh from the Hostess Breakfast Bake Shop in your store.
May I have my donut now?
Sure, the turtle can wait.
Keep 'em home for breakfast with Hostess crumb cakes and donuts.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for the Hostess Breakfast Bake Shop. It featured cinnamon donuts and Hostess crumb cakes. I will talk about that subject later in the program. It's the first three topics I will discuss is, number one, Drury's beer. Second is the forgotten Hostess snack cakes. And the other one, I will discuss the McLaughlin Manor House coffee. Brand that is. So should be interesting. But first off, we're going to talk about Drury's beer. And at first, it was in the, this company was not found in Chicago. It was found originally in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, and then it moved to South Bend, Indiana, which is close to Chicago. But this particular beer brand was very prominent in the Chicagoland area. For example, you would see it on that is the advertisements on the CTA buses. Remember the trolley buses, the Green Hornets? They would have the advertisement shown up front of the bus, sometimes on the side, usually on the front, and also billboards and ghost signs, which is signs on buildings. And when you drive and you see the signs on the side of the buildings, believe it or not, I believe there is one on Cicero Avenue. Don't know where exactly where, but I saw it on Flickr.com, and there's a ghost sign of the Drury's beer. So if anyone can find it, if you're driving down up on Cicero Avenue, you would see it. It's probably on the north side, mostly, I think so. Okay, I'll give a little history about the beer. And it was a brand of Canadian beer founded in Winnipeg, Manitoba, in Canada. And it was... the date was 1877, and it had a Canadian connection because most of the times the can of Drury's beer showed a Canadian Mountie on the can, and their slogan was that the beer was more flavor, less filling, more fun, which sounds very familiar. It sounds like Miller Lite to me, but that was long before Miller Lite was introduced, which was, by the way, was Meister Brau Lite, you know, but that's another story. Excuse me. And then they started marketing in the early 20th century, and it became very popular. And sometimes other themes on the cans were sports scenes and also zodiac graphics and trivia. I haven't seen those, but I have seen the Canadian Mountie. And the brewery merged with another brewing company called the Associate Brew Company in 1963. And at one time, it was the largest brewery in the United States. And then it was sold to G. Heilemann Brewing Company of La Crosse, Wisconsin, which I think is old style. And then they sold the plant and they closed it. So... that beer was around until, I think, the early 1970s. I didn't remember seeing it, but you can find items on eBay, like, for example, cases, maybe signs, all kinds of things. You know, very interesting. And believe it or not, it was brought back to life around like the late 90s. And Then about 2011, it was brought back by a businessman. His name was Francis Manzo. And he didn't open it in Chicago. He opened it in South Bend. And as far as I know, they started production on it. But I have not seen it or heard anything new. So I think it stopped again. They just discontinued. So I remember, like, when I was growing up, the beers that I remember seeing that no longer around were, of course, Meisterbrau, Schlitz, and of course, Drury's. That was like in the late 60s, early 70s. Schlitz was a very popular one. Also, Meisterbrau, which was made here. Then they made Meisterbrau Light, and then it converted into Miller Light. And that's still around to this day. Okay, right now I'm going to play a commercial for Drury's beer. This is from the 1960s. I found it on YouTube the other day, and I hope you can enjoy it. Okay, here we go.
Here's to the man who drinks beer cold, he likes the taste of Drury's. Here's to the man who drinks beer cold, he likes the taste of Drury's. It's the best cold beer in town, the very best cold beer in town. Go ahead and sit down, you'll like the taste of Drury's.
Drury's, the beer that's brewed to taste great cold. At every step of the brewing process, Drury's thinks cold. We blend our grains and hops to get a flavor that comes through the cold. Drury's is aged cold, so its flavor mellows in the cold. Why, Drury's is even taste-tested cold. Very cold.
It's the best cold beer in town, the very best cold beer in town. Go ahead and ice it down, you'll like the taste of Drury's.
C-O-L Big D. Drury's. Best cold beer in town.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Drury's beer. Like I said before, I remember seeing those classic beers when I was growing up. Like what I mentioned before is Schlitz, Meisterbrau, and also later on as I was growing up, I remember Löwenbräu. They don't make that anymore. Strohs, they don't make that anymore either. You know, but the big one was Old Style. I remember the commercial where they show God's Country. They show a waterfall, and then there's a you show a beer mug filled with beer. It's a Krausening. I haven't had Old Style beer in a long time. I don't know if it from what I've gathered and heard from people, it does not taste the same as, you know, as like Schlitz was. When Schlitz was on the market, somebody changed the formula, and then it just took a big nosedive, and then they got rid of it. And I heard it made a comeback, but I don't know if they used the original formula. I'm not sure. Anyway, so for Old Style, that was very prominent, and you saw it everywhere in the stores. They still sell it, and they had it at Cubs games, you know, at the Chicago Cubs games. I saw that. I don't think they have it anymore. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, that's enough for Drury's beer. Right now, we're going to talk about something a little different. I'm going to talk about Forgotten Hostess Snack Cakes. Now, as me growing up, I used to love these. To tell you the truth, I still have a craving for Twinkies and Ding Dongs, but I don't know. I can't help it. It's just like White Castles to me. I used to eat it practically every day when I was at Bogan High School. And I get an urge for that, which is the sliders. So I can go and get a couple of them and some fries. So just to be nostalgic. You know, it's kind of nice to go back, and never got tired of it. Some people detest it. Some people love it. I love it. So that's that. Anyway, back to the Hostess Snack Cakes. I'm going to talk about the ones that they were on the market, but they've been discontinued. And according to the website on MeTV, they had eight. They want these to come back. These are the eight Hostess Snack Cakes. And so I'm going to read off the list. And well, first off, there is one that's not on the list. And I remember this very fondly, and it was called Choco Bliss, and it looked like Zingers, and it was like a mousse, you know, a smooth chocolate, and it was delicious, and they don't make it anymore. So it was very popular in the 80s, and whenever I saw it, I had a hankering for it. I just loved it. Okay, the first one of the eight products that that a lot of people would like to come back. First one is called Chocodiles, or it's like Crocodiles, or it's Chocodiles, excuse me. And you know what it was? It was like a frosted Twinkie. So it was a chocolate-covered Twinkie. And I don't think I ever had that. I used to see that, and I imagine it was good. It probably was. And so, yeah, that's basically what it was. So they didn't call it Chocodiles. They didn't call it chocolate-covered Twinkies. They called it Chocodiles. So I guess, and they had a picture of a crocodile on it holding the product. And so I don't know when it was introduced. Probably in the 80s, you know. So we'll see. Okay, the second one we have, this one I love. It was pudding pies. It was Hostess pudding pies. They came in chocolate and vanilla. And I love this one. It really is. It's fattening. Oh, my God. Because I love pudding. My favorite flavor is chocolate, of course. But I love vanilla, pistachio. Butterscotch is good, which I like that. And this pudding pop, it was chocolate frosted, and had pudding filling, so it was like a pudding pie. But I liked vanilla was good, but chocolate was good. I like both. I really did. It had 520 calories and 24 grams of fat, which was fattening. Oh, my goodness! But it was decadent. I love that. And third one we had this one. It's the Hostess Fruit Pies, but that product is still around, but it's the flavors that they were discontinued. And they had blueberry, blackberry, peach, and pineapple. They also had chocolate. I remember chocolate once, and that was awesome. But the flavors I could see now, I think it's apple and cherry, maybe lemon, but the other ones, no. And I remember, I'm a comic book collector, and I remember seeing advertisements with the superheroes, like, for example, Batman, Superman, or Wonder Woman, and I don't know about Marvel, Marvel Comics, I think, I'm not sure, I don't remember. I have a magazine from back issue, and it has an article explaining all that, so I haven't read it yet, so that's very interesting. And they would advertise Hostess snack cakes, and I remember one particular ad. It was with Batman and the Penguin, and it was called Twinkie-less Gotham City. And the Penguin wanted to steal all the Twinkies in Gotham City, and he hypnotized all the truck drivers that would bring the Twinkies into Gotham City. But Batman and Robin figured out his plan, and then they apprehended him, and that was the end. And that was one of my favorites. I like that. Okay. Next up, the next one is Orange Ding Dongs. This one, it was Orange Ding Dongs, but, you know, it was orange flavored frosting. And you have King Ding Dong, but he was an orange instead of, you know, brown and chocolate. And I never had that one. I vaguely remember this. So that must have been in the early 70s. And then there was another one, but it was called Hostess Big Wheels. And it's probably the same thing. They just changed the name. And it wasn't King Ding Dong. Excuse me. It was Chief Big Wheels. That was the mascot. It was on the box. I don't remember that at all. Next up is Leopards. This one was Twinkies, but it was looked like it was chocolate chips all around the Twinkie. So it was not in the market very long. So when you bit into the Twinkie, you get like a chocolate chip. It sounds good. It really does. And leopards, I don't remember it at all. And then there was another one called Tiger Tail. And this one was like, remember the Zingers with the raspberry flavor? That's what it sounded like. And this one was like a Twinkie. And it was topped with raspberry jelly and coconut. I don't remember that at all. But believe it or not, the Zingers and what else? The cupcakes and the cuckoos. Those brands were made by Dolly Madison. They were bought out by Hostess. So, and I remember the advertisements you used to watch on the Peanut specials with Charlie Brown and the gang. They would, the sponsor was Dolly Madison, and they would feature all the Peanut characters on that. So now the Zingers are owned by Hostess. I've had Zingers when I was growing up. I had one not too long ago. It's still the same, you know, but, you know, I'll be honest, a lot of them taste better back then, but it was fattening, so I guess they changed it. Okay, the last one is, which I loved, was Devil's Food Twinkies, and it was, instead of vanilla, it was a chocolate cake, but it wasn't chocolate cream, it was still vanilla, and those were good. I had them when I was a kid. I remember when I went to Korea school in the 70s, my mom would buy a Twinkie, she would put it in my lunch, and she... One day she put a Devil's Food one. Oh, it was wonderful. I love that. You know, but they don't make it anymore. I think it came back not too long ago, maybe a couple, 10 years ago, but it wasn't called that. It was chocolate. Who knows? I don't know. And so the Devil's Food, that was my all-time favorite. I love that so much. And so Hostess still makes the regular cakes, you know, like Ho-Hos, Ding-Dongs, Twinkies, and Suzy Q's. What else is it? Snowballs. You know, believe it or not, I read somewhere that Barbara Streisand, her favorite snack cake was the Snowball. she ate that when she was a kid, and then she still had a craving for it. I don't know why. She said, it was heaven. Some people don't like it. Some people do. But that's amazing, you know, that celebrities say that. Okay. Next thing I would talk about is the McLaughlin Manor House coffee. This one has a very interesting history of that, you know, because when I was growing up, I used to see this brand in grocery stores. For example, in Jewel, National Foods, Dominick's. Not A&P. A&P had their own brand, like 8 o'clock coffee, they had their own, or any local grocery store. And it was a green can. And I never gave a second thought about this. And my mother never bought it. And I forgot to ask her if she's ever drank it or bought it, but I'll ask her later. But this one had a very interesting story, as I said before, and it's a Chicago brand. And the company was established in 1852. That was a long time ago, long, long time ago. It was called the W.F. McLaughlin, and it was founded by William F. McLaughlin. And he was born in Ireland, I believe. Yeah, he was born in Ireland, and he came to Chicago. And he ran a grocery store. Well, actually, he worked at grocery stores. And so he worked himself up to become successful. And he ran a store on South Water Street in downtown. And he had a business partner named Richard B. Woolford. And they specialize in teas, coffee, spices, and all that. And it was located at 119 South Water Street. And back then, there's a picture I found on the website. If you go to madeinchicagomuseum.com and W.F. McLaughlin, you can read the entire history of it. It's very interesting. And there's pictures of him that he wasn't him. It was they had a wagon. You know, back then everything was ridden in horseback. Cars weren't invented in the late 19th century. And the first coffee that was put out on the market was called McLaughlin's Quadruple X Coffee. I don't know where they got the X. I have no idea. And then the McLaughlin and Wolford parted ways before the Great Fire in 1871. And then they moved around on South Water Street. Then the four X's, oh, here we go. And it says here, for the four X's that was on the brands, it was borrowed from an old brewing tradition, which a number of X's from 1 to 4 indicated the relative strength and the quality of an ale, which is the beer. So they did that with the coffee. So McLaughlin later expanded, and then in the coffee brands, the coffee brand that, excuse me, went into local grocery stores, and it became very popular, and people liked it so much. And it was not expensive. It was very reasonable, and they marketed it as the best coffee on earth. As for me, I have no idea how it tasted, so I'll take their word for it. And believe it or not, it was on the market for a very long time. And then William's son was Frederick McLaughlin, and he was a businessman and a soldier. I believe he served in World War I, and he was born in Chicago, and he inherited the business from his father because his father died in 1905. And Frederick McLaughlin was a graduate at Harvard University, and he served in the Army in World War I, and he achieved the rank of major. And so he wasn't called just Frederick McLaughlin. He was Major McLaughlin. And an interesting thing about Frederick was he in 1926, the National Hockey League, they granted an expansion from from a football star called Huntington Hardwick. And he purchased the expansion from Hardwick for Chicago, and he named the team the Blackhawks. So he was the original owner. He founded the great hockey team. And he owned that until the day he died. And he died in December 17, 1944. And he was married to a famous dancer and film actress. A lot of older people would remember her name was Irene Castle, and she was married to Vernon Castle, and they were a dancing duo. And they made a movie about their life, and that starred Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. I've seen that movie many times on Channel 7, and it was a very good movie. So he not only he owned the Blackhawks, so he ran the business for McLaughlin's Manor House Coffee. And he did that until he passed away, and his heirs took over the business. I think his nephew did that. And believe it or not, the coffees survived many years. And so you, like I said before, with Drury's Brewery, you can still find ghost signs of that coffee if you drive around Chicago. I think there's one somewhere on the north side. You would see that. So advertising on the coffee, like during the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, it was everywhere. And believe it or not, it was sponsored by, if you remember the author Studs Terkel, he had his own TV show in the early 50s, and the Manor House Coffee was the sponsor. So a lot of people will remember him because he was a great author, and I think he's a very well-known celebrity in the Chicagoland area. And so I don't remember, like I said before, I don't remember that coffee very well, so it seemed interesting. I've heard a rumor it is brought back on the internet. Maybe not. I haven't seen anything yet, so I will keep searching for it, but we'll see about that. Okay, so that's interesting. I had no idea that Frederick McLaughlin owned the Blackhawks. You know, I'm not a hockey fan, but I found the history of it very interesting. So that was nice. Okay, that'll be all for today. I'm glad you can join me for episode 69, season 3 of Vanishing Goggleland Stories. I discussed the Drury Beer Company, Forgotten Hostess Snack Cakes, and of course, McLaughlin Manor House Coffee. I will probably do another podcast episode this weekend, maybe Saturday, maybe Sunday. We'll see. So thank you for joining me for this program. I had a good time, and bye-bye for now for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.